Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, March 17th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A data roundup, SaaS security, MSP revenue, and hybrid work trends. Microsoft Intune Suite now offers advanced endpoint management, and ransomware gangs change tactics, public shaming becoming the new strategy. This is the Business of Tech. Three collections of data to review. SaaS Alerts published their Security Insights report. More than half of all attempted unauthorized logins originate from just five countries: China, Vietnam, India, Brazil, and Korea. Outside approved locations accounted for over 55% of the most common critical alerts and occurred when a successful login to a user account was from outside of an approved location or an authorized IP address range. Channel Futures released its summarized findings from the Q4 MSP Market Pulse survey. They were kind enough to let me see it early, and I noted that 78% of those surveyed increased or stayed unchanged in recurring revenue compared to the previous year. 72% are optimistic about the industry's confidence, and 83% report increased or unchanged profits over a year prior. I'll note that only 14% were focused on AI as the biggest gain area in Q4. I think they're sleeping on an opportunity. Gartner forecasts that 51% of U.S. knowledge workers will work under hybrid arrangements by the end of 2023, and 20% will be fully remote. The blend of hybrid and fully remote knowledge workers will be more pronounced in the U.S. than the rest of the world, which on average should see 39% of knowledge workers in hybrid work and 9% fully remote. Why do we care? I talked a ton about AI yesterday, and to highlight that gap again, only 14% focused on it last quarter in the IT services space. Get on this, people. The others are tactical updates, data to keep in your mind for planning purposes. And I had a collection of announcements I also noted. Microsoft has launched a new cloud-based Microsoft Intune Suite for enterprise customers. It's a cost-effective plan that brings advanced endpoint management solutions, including remote help, endpoint privilege management, advanced endpoint analytics capabilities, and Microsoft Tunnel for mobile app management. PowerPoint Live now includes a closed caption feature, Microsoft announced. Closed caption can be activated during team meetings for the deaf or users who want to utilize an added communication tool. I also spotted that Hiatus Rat, malware targeting pharma and IT companies, focuses on routers as an entry point. Patch those devices. Why do we care? All tactical updates, but the Microsoft one stands out. They're firing on all cylinders, aren't they? Intune is maturing fast and is a real player. I wanted to highlight that today. Finally today, I wanted to note a collection of security stories, notable due to the change in tactics. First, Axios reports on the latest tactics of ransomware gangs, going public with the data to prove the hack and raise the stakes. With ransom payouts dropping, public shaming becomes the new strategy. While not new, it's becoming increasingly common. An example, in the breach of DC HealthLink, which serves DC and lawmakers, the sensitive information of 21 current members of Congress were exposed. A Pennsylvania cancer patient filed a lawsuit against the healthcare provider on Monday, claiming that the organization's failure to protect her sensitive data amounts to negligence and a breach of its basic duties to safeguard her medical records. Why? Her data was released in a ransomware attack as proof of the breach. Why do we care? Ransomware operators continue to elevate their game, and we move to data extortion earlier. Besides all the preventative measures, remember that focusing on a minimum data collection strategy is sound. With less to expose, the eventual breach is less impactful. Building a plan that tells the hackers to piss off requires some forethought, particularly with data exposure at play, because you or your customer may end up being sued over it. MSPs are frequently at the forefront of cybersecurity challenges. Between changing customer expectations and the growing threat landscape, you are stretched thin. Need a helping hand? Download new research sponsored by Field Effect and learn how offering MDR increases revenue, simplifies operations, and maximizes margins for MSPs. This independent analysis explores the growing managed detection and response market and how MSPs can differentiate their managed security service with the right MDR solution. You'll also find insights from five MSPs who have added Covalence, a hybrid MDR solution, to their offerings and the positive impact it has had on business. Want to learn more? Visit fieldeffect.com/MSP-report. And the link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening. The one that matters, St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to wrap up, go find myself a green beer, and I will talk to you again on Monday. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into exponential theory. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.